Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Truth Worth Living, where we seek to understand God's Word so we can live in God's will. We're studying, as you know, the book of Ecclesiastes, essentially the musings of the teacher who has committed himself to a search for meaning under the sun, which means without God. So, without God, he's looking for peace and purpose, and his quest leads him to leave no stone unturned. So it really shouldn't surprise us to learn that when we get to chapter 5, he actually turns to God. Now, why would he turn to God? Well, to him, spirituality was just another stone to look under. Maybe piety would pay off. You think that's odd, but we see it all the time. Think about Joel Osteen, who wants you to pick up your Bible and see what's in it for you. There's help for parenting and marriage, fixes for your friends and your finances. At church, you might meet a spouse or cultivate business contacts. People turn to God when they need help. The teacher tried it too, and he expounds on what he learned in Ecclesiastes 5. Listen what he wrote. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know what they do wrong. Don't be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you're on earth. So let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not protest to the temple messenger, wait, my vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry at you, at what you say, and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, fear God. Now, we have to remember, the teacher wasn't looking for God to take over. He was just kind of negotiating for some limited involvement, having God pitch in when he was in trouble. It was like foxhole faith. And to those in the foxhole, he has some really good advice. First, approach cautiously. Second, listen closely. And third, commit carefully. Let's talk about approaching cautiously. He begins chapter 5. Do you remember? Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Guarding your steps means that you should tread lightly and think critically about your approach to God and exactly what you want from God. Even those Israelites, like the teacher who worked to keep God at a distance, knew that when God did choose to break in and get involved, he would do so on his terms, in his way, and according to his will. That could be dangerous if you want to protect yourself from him. Why the danger? Because God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. So they didn't think God petty, but jealous or zealous for commitment. So if they approached him, they needed to do so realizing that God could be unmanageable, and they needed a healthy fear for the consuming fire of his righteousness. They had to be careful with God because he could turn their world upside down, calling on them to abandon their agenda and give their all to him. If you're committed to your way of life, you have to approach God cautiously. Second, he says, if you're going to turn to God, you must listen closely. Normally, when we approach God with an agenda, we do all the talking, right? We want God to understand where we are, how we think we got there, and ultimately, we need him to see things our way. So we feel compelled to state our case. But the teacher says, wait a minute, that's a really bad idea. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. So when we go to pray, we need to remember that God already knows all and he certainly sees all. So it's not what we say that matters, it's what God says. Therefore, we should go near to listen rather than offer the verbal sacrifice of fools. If you seek God's help, you should listen carefully to his instruction and apply it. He's always right. Finally, he says, commit carefully. Listen to verses 4 through 6. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It's better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not protest to the temple messenger, my vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Here's what happens. Oftentimes, we get so desperate that we bargain for God's help. And we make all kinds of promises to God, trusting, hoping that he will lend us a hand. The teacher wisely says, you need to be careful with that because God is into promise keeping. I read a story about a man who was headed to an important business meeting. It was the culmination of a full year's work, and his whole business was hanging in the balance. Traffic was awful. He couldn't find any parking places, nothing. And if he was late, he was done. He got so desperate that he decided to pray. So he looked up to heaven and said, Lord, take pity on me. I need a parking space. If you find me one, I'll go to church every Sunday for the rest of my life. And not only that, I'll give up drinking. Miraculously, a parking space appeared. And the guy looked up to heaven again and said, never mind, I found one. That's what happens so many times when our biggest problems are solved. We go back on our word and back into the world where God has no influence. The teacher says, don't do it. It's dangerous. So, if we're going to turn to God, we should commit carefully through vows and promises, because even if we don't take them seriously, God does, and God is to be feared. So he warns those who are committed to life on their own terms. The approach, the communication, the commitments should be measured, carefully thought through. Because if you invite God to get involved, he might just do it. And then God calls the shots. Going to him on your terms is dangerous business because we don't manage the Almighty God. Now that's truth worth noting. And this is truth worth living. Thank you so much for joining me today. My prayer is that God will bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Have a great afternoon.